pop music queen, Taylor Swift, took a bite out of Apple this week, and the company responded with love. The technology company had announced plans to make its new music streaming service free to customers for the first 3 months of its existence. The service is to start June 30th. Apple said in early June it would not pay royalties to the artists whose music is streamed on Apple Music during the trial. Many independent bands and artists protested the Apple decision. Apple remained firm about its plan, however. Then, on Sunday, Taylor Swift posted her protest to Apple Love Taylor on her Tumblr blog. She wrote, "These are not the complaints of a spoiled, petulant child. These are echoed sentiments of every artist, writer, and producer in my social circles who are afraid to speak up publicly because we admire and respect Apple so much. We simply do not respect this particular call." Swift argued that 3 months is a long time to go without being paid for a new artist or band that has just released their first single and will not be paid for its success. Apple did not even wait a day. Just a few hours after Swift's open letter appeared online, Apple changed its mind. Company official Eddie Q said he called Taylor Swift to tell her about the new policy. He also discussed the issue on the social media site Twitter. He tweeted, "Apple will always make sure that artists are paid, and Apple Music will pay artists for streaming, even during customers' free trial period." As Taylor Swift had titled her letter to Apple Love Taylor, Eddie Q closed his final tweet with "Love Apple." So how was Taylor Swift able to move the powerful technology company toward her position? She is powerful too. She has tens of millions of fans, sold tens of millions of albums, and is huge in digital music sales. Swift already had received public praise for another move in support of artists' rights. Last year, she withdrew her music from the streaming service Spotify. She argued that the company paid too little for music, which she called rare and important art. However, Spotify and Apple pay artists about the same rate in royalties, and Spotify is a much smaller force in the industry. The storm produced by Taylor Swift's protest lasted less than 24 hours. And did it even damage Apple? Now the company looks like a music hero, less than a month before Apple Music opens for business. I'm Katie Weaver. Words in this story: streaming, adjective. Playing continuously as data is sent to a computer over the internet. Customer, noun. Someone who buys goods or services from a business. Royalty, noun. An amount of money that is paid to the original creator of a product, book, or piece of music based on how many copies have been sold. Petulant, adjective. Having or showing the attitude of people who become angry and annoyed when they do not get what they want. Sentiment, noun. An attitude or opinion. Digital, adjective. Using or characterized by computer technology. Do you think music and other art should be free? Do you support Taylor Swift's position on streaming? We want to know what you think. Post your answer in the comments section.